This concordat, still in effect today, was signed by Franz von Papen on behalf of German President Paul von Hindenburg. Von Papen was tried at Nuremberg, but released despite being denounced as a primary mover in Hitler's aggression in Europe. According to the 1933 Concordat, there was to be no interference by the Church in political affairs. It also required all bishops to take a loyalty oath to the state and required all priests to be German citizens and subordinate to government officials. Prior to the Concordat's ratification, the Nazi government also reached similar agreements with the major Protestant churches. Hitler, who at a young age trained at a Catholic monastery school and strived to reach accommodations with the German churches, once proclaimed, "I believe today that my conduct is in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator." Rumors have circulated for years that a secret codicil of the Concordat involved papal leniency toward National Socialism in exchange for Catholicism being proclaimed the state religion of Europe after an appropriate period of time of total Nazi control. Regardless, it mattered little, as Hitler quickly took steps against all churches, including the Catholics. His sterilization laws, attempts to dissolve the Catholic Youth League, and arrests of priests, nuns, and lay leaders all angered the Catholic community. In March 1937, Pope Pius XI issued an encyclical letter titled Mit brennender Sorge, or With Burning Sorrow. In the letter, the Pope accused the Nazis of both violating and evading the Concordat, and even foresaw threatening storm clouds of war and extermination. A year later, Pius XI addressed the Nazi persecution of the Jews by proclaiming worldwide, "Mark well that in the Catholic Mass, Abraham is our patriarch and forefather. Antisemitism is incompatible with the lofty thought which that fact expresses. I say to you, it is impossible for a Christian to take part in antisemitism. It is inadmissible. Through Christ and in Christ, we are the spiritual progeny of Abraham. Spiritually, we are all Semites." But if Pius XI's turn against National Socialism was legitimate, it unfortunately was short-lived. On February 10, 1939, the day before Pius XI was scheduled to deliver yet another scathing public attack on fascism and anti-Semitism, he died, reportedly of a massive heart attack. Copies of his planned anti-fascist speech have never been found.